Hi, welcome to today's podcast, looking at ways to bring your art out into the world in a much bigger way. With the bank holiday weekend just in the middle of our midst, it can be a good way to look at how we can use the gaps of time where we just seem to be standing or waiting in line or are held up and don't seem to be able to connect to our creativity. Especially when you've got a project that's burning your inspiration that you really want to get on with, or perhaps if you feel stuck and you're not quite sure how you can get back onto that creativity productivity, then using these small gaps of time that crop up during the day is one way to do it. So if you have your mobile phone to hand when you are standing in line, then you can update your Instagram with new photographs or update your comments or your bio, or use that time to show your presence on social media in Twitter by putting photographs that you've freshly taken so that you're followers feel that they're much more connected to your art. If you are travelling, then it's worth planning ahead to use those delays, which we've seen so much of this weekend, in a way that can bring your productivity to a head. So here's a few productive things that you might consider. If you're travelling, why not journal? However you journal, whether it's by speaking into your phone or jotting it down on paper or typing it into your notepad, you can use this time to do whatever you want to achieve through your journal. And this is a much better way to spend the time than just looking at magazines where you're just absorbing other people's ideas. Another idea is to use the time to clear your head. You're much more inspired and creative when you feel relaxed and calm. So whether it's by doing some meditative breathing, whether it's using some scents or calming music to bring you back to your zen, then try using the time to connect to that. Clearing your head, you can also use via an app that can suggest meditative styles like Calm or Headspace, but this is a great use of your time to come out of that waiting period more creative. And also, if you can meditate using this time, then that's a great way. And try using noise cancelling headphones to do that so you can isolate your mind from where you are. Why not simply use the time just to write? You can use the people around you as inspiration, or the new destinations, or the experiences that you're having, whether they're positive or negative, to transfer into your writing. And if you only have room to do a small amount, then try poetry or haiku, or perhaps use tiny sketches to create your work in a small space. This may be a time that you can catch up on reading a book that you've been inspired to read that will support your practice, but you haven't yet got round to doing. So try having a look on your Kindle to find the books that you haven't yet caught up with. And this is a great resource to your own creative work. If you can use the Wi-Fi, then why not just trudge on through your inbox? There's nothing more satisfying than being one step closer to inbox zero. So just try and kick out the stuff you don't need there, or maybe delete the files that have been hanging around that are no longer used on your favourite gadget. Or why not, like you're doing now, listen to a podcast, find something that is a new experience or someone you haven't heard about yet, or a podcast that has been on your mind to listen to but you haven't had a chance to. This can be a great way to experience new skills and to connect with somebody else's ideas to spark your own. So whatever you're up to this bank holiday, do enjoy whatever the weather is in your neck of the woods, and do pass this on to a friend if it's been useful. Do click like if you've enjoyed, and leave me a comment. Wishing you much creative productivity in the week ahead, and a great way to use your spare time to your own advantage.